Social media world changers, I'm having a party in Austin on May 4th and you're invited. My third annual social media content creation conference, Social Success, is happening on May 4th, 2024 in beautiful Austin, Texas. I've gathered some of the best social media and entrepreneurial leaders in the country, including Brian Martin, Brett Shuford, Dr. Trevor Buffoni, Dan Peterson, Megan Colwell, Jennifer Bassman, Davina Maharaj, and yours truly to speak at this fun, inspiring event that will help you level up your social media presence, your content creation skills, and your leadership mindset. Your Austin weekend will start on Friday, May 3rd with an optional mini branding photo shoot and a happy hour meet and greet. Then get ready for the big day because on Saturday, May 4th, you're going to spend 10 hours with your fellow social media world changers, learning all of the latest social media strategies to skyrocket your brand. On Saturday, you'll also get your headshot snapped by our amazing event photographer, and you'll get a fun swag bag to take home. We'll end with some group videos and an after party that you definitely don't want to miss. Space is limited, so grab your ticket today. Head to smallbizsocialsociety.com for details and tickets. And here's a money-saving tip for you. Reach out to one of the speakers for a special discount code to save $50 off your ticket. This is the best social media event in 2024 for mission-driven entrepreneurs using social media to make a positive impact on the world. I can't wait to meet you in person in Austin on May 4th at Social Success. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan, and I'm here to help you build a brand, make an impact, and have some fun on social media. I'm the owner of Fun Love Media, a social media and podcasting agency in Houston, Texas. This show is for social media creators, social media managers, and small business owners that want to stand out on social media and beyond. Please know that this show could include some grown-up language here or there. Let's get started. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan. Thank you so much for being back for another episode. Whether you're listening or maybe you're watching on YouTube, I am so glad that you're here. This is part two of how I got 100,000 social media followers without cheating. And when I say without cheating, I mean, I've never like bought followers or done one of those weird shady services like that. Like it's just the good old fashioned way, you know, discipline and hard work. And so I did part one already of how I got to 100,000 social media followers without cheating. Now that was episode 245. If you haven't listened to that or watched that one yet, I would recommend that you pause right now and you go over and you listen to 245, listen or watch on YouTube 245, because that's gonna flow better and make more sense. You listen to part one and then you come back to this one and listen to part two. Okay. Cause in part one, I gave some details, but also an overall look at the situation of growth, growing to 100,000 social media followers. And now I'm really digging even deeper and I'm so excited to dig deeper on this topic because I just don't think people are doing this very much, you know, especially in such a real and open, honest way and not in a like, look at the magic that I created and I suddenly grew to all these followers in like 2 months. You know what I mean? Like you're getting a very realistic view of someone who has been doing this for years and has turned social media into a career. So I have a special perspective, not only from my own brand, but also like from clients that we help. So, okay, let's dive into this. Part two of how I got to 100,000 social media followers without cheating. If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see me looking down because I have my notes because I don't want to forget a thing. All right. So I've got multiple points to make here on this topic. Again, digging deeper after we did part one in episode 245. All right. So first point I want to make on this is I know for the most part what gets me the most views, which typically leads to an increase in followers, right? But I don't always share these kinds of videos or videos usually. I don't always share these kinds of videos because my personal brand, like especially if you go to my Instagram, Brittany Crossan, just under my name, that's my hub. I also share on Facebook and LinkedIn and TikTok, but I love Instagram. If you look, you can see like there's multiple things under the umbrella in my personal brand. So that's why I'm not sharing the like the growth videos, if you will, every single time, because I have other stuff to share, right? So like I'm the owner of a company. I'm the owner of Fun Love Media. I'm the host of this show. I have my annual event, Social Success, that I've got to be the leader on that. And then I also have personal brand stuff, like wanting to make sure and share the fun videos, the dancing and the comedy and all these things. And it's all happening in my brand. Now I do bring it all together under the theme of social media, be yourself on social media, show up on social media, right? So that way it's cohesive and it's not confusing for the audience. It's important to stick within some sort of category, if you will, or like under an umbrella. And I do that, but under that umbrella, there's just multiple things happening. So for example, the videos that get me the most views and get me follows usually are more entertaining. They're the really crazy dancing on the treadmill video or the really funny sketch video or something like that. And those do really well. You know, I think that people look to entertaining content on social media and that's what's more likely to apply to the masses, right? And that's great. And I'm thankful that people love those videos, but like I can't share those every single time or I wouldn't be able to share anything else that I'm sharing that's important to support my company, to support Social Success, my event every year, to support this show. You know what I'm saying? So because I'm not able to share the growth videos, if you will, every single time, I'm not growing at as fast of a rate as I could, right? So I have a proven formula as what helps me grow, but I'm not sharing that every single time. Therefore, my growth has been slower than some. Now, if I was to share that kind of video every single time, I would have grown at a much faster pace, but it's not my situation. I own a company and I host a show and I have, you know what I mean? Like I have to share a variety of things and I can't just share just that one thing, or I could, but I'm choosing to make sure there's a little bit of variety in there. So you're going to have to look at your own thing and see, like, have you found a proven formula on some types of content that tend to help you grow every time you share them? If so, you can choose to either share that every single time, of course, or you would do like me and you would share that, but with your other things that you need to be sharing within your brand, and know that maybe you just won't grow quite as fast because you're not sharing like the proven magic formula every single time. Okay. I hope that makes sense, but either way, I'm keep it in the rotation. So like, I know that the entertaining videos are usually what helps increase my visibility, helps people see me more, right? And that's fantastic because I always want to make a positive impact on as many people as I can. So I celebrate that, right? And you should too whenever you're seen by a lot of people, but I just can't do it every time. So I make sure and keep it in the rotation. Like at least once a week, there's something entertaining in my content, particularly on Instagram and Facebook. Those are my two big ones that have such a variety of content. So if you want to go look, go Brittany Crossan on Instagram and on Facebook, and that'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. So that's the first one that I never hear people talk about. You hear people say, these social media experts, there's a lot of them out there, talk about once you find a proven formula, then just stick with that. But it's not so black and white. In fact, nothing is, right? Like life is gray all the time everywhere. And the truth is that there's people like me. I knew there's people out there like me out there that have a variety of things to share because maybe they are a business owner, but they also are doing this or that, you know? And it is what it is. We've got to go with our situation and know that some of us are going to grow faster than others because of our scenario. And it is what it is, right? Okay. Okay, the second major point with this that I want to share with you is that I use growth tactics every chance I get. Now, some social media experts, again, we'll put a quote on those experts. Not sure about those experts, but there's a lot of them out there, isn't there? And they'll tell you that using growth tactics like trending audio or like lengthy pop-up text aren't recommended because they're just tricks and not strategies. But the truth is that they help increase visibility, which leads to growth. So you can use tactics, tricks, whatever you want to call it, and be strategic simultaneously. Like they're not mutually exclusive. I don't understand this conversation. It's weird. It's like you can't do both. Yes, you can. You absolutely can. So you can, if growth is your goal right now, which by the way, growth doesn't need to be everybody's goal all the time. That's like not applicable to most people to grow really huge. It's not necessary, but that's a whole other topic. If you want more information on that, of like which category you fall into, like for what size of audience you're going for and what makes sense for you and all that kind of stuff, get my little free guide thing. It's the F method, the 3F method. Oh my God. I swear I wrote it myself. The 3F method of social media. And it's because I love an F word. And you'll get that if you go to smallbizsocialsociety.com, or like links in my Instagram bio and stuff, you can get that free guide. And it'll help you like with, you know, if you need a big audience or not, and if you do, what you should do, and if you don't, what you should do, and all that stuff. So it gives you all that stuff. Okay. So anyway, back to this. So using growth tactics and tricks. Here's the thing. I think if you're trying to grow, it's actually silly to totally skip doing the growth tactics and tricks. Like, hello, you know, like, of course you should use some trending audio whenever you can and however you can work it into being relevant for your brand. Of course you should do things that would help someone be curious, like using really bold, catchy hooks and things that might be a little shocking so they'll keep reading. Like, of course you should do that if you're trying to grow. It's okay. And don't let anyone ever make you feel ashamed of that. Now it's different if like that's all you do and then there's never any value and all you're trying to do is literally get a number and you have no goal and you're not teaching anybody anything or anything like that. Well, yeah, that sucks. But as long as you have the substance to back it up, use those growth tactics and tricks if you're in growth mode. But you can also be strategic. In fact, using the growth tactics and tricks is part of your strategy. All right. So you can do both. You know, you want to have a strategy for social media that does make sure that you, of course, are providing that value. And I know you hear it a lot, but it is what it is. It's true. You got to provide value, right? So you got to be educating, you got to be inspiring, you got to be entertaining, you got to be some combination of the three. You got to give people a real solid reason to want to follow you. And then if you're selling something, of course, to take that even further and end up buying from you once they know, like, and trust you. All right. So you got to have this strategy behind what you're doing, but like, part of it can be growth, and that's okay. So I recommend it. There's people that say, screw it, I'm not doing these tricks anymore, and I'm not going to use any trending audio because I don't want to, or like whatever, and or whatever it is, that would be trending audio, but you know what I'm saying? And like kind of protest it. I'm like, okay, fine. You just probably won't grow as fast. It's okay. If you don't want to grow as fast, you don't. But it is what it is. So I use growth tactics every chance I get in every single little way. And I do that with our clients too. At Fun Love Media, we have, I don't know how many. We have a lot of social media clients. And I actually handle one of them personally. And I use growth tactics for them. I use it for myself. I use it for our company marketing, and all of our social media managers for the rest of our clients use growth tactics any chance we can. And whenever it makes sense and we can work it in, we do it. Right? Okay. All right. Next. Every post I make is strategic. Now, this does not equal inauthentic. It just means that every post I make is strategic. I take my truth and then I use skills that I've learned to increase the chances of the post being seen. Let me say that again. I take my truth, I'm being real, but then I use skills that I've learned to increase the chances of my post being seen. All right. Every single post is strategic. That goes for me. That goes for my company. That goes for our clients. That every single thing we do is strategic. So for example, let me read you this example from my notes. All right. I really did always plan to move to Hollywood and star in a successful sitcom. If you've been following me for a long time, you probably know that. So I'll start if it, because that's real. I really did have that dream, right? It's not made up. It's real life. Okay, so I'll start a video using words like, things didn't turn out the way I planned, because FYI, I'm not a successful television sitcom star yet. Okay, we'll just make that clear. So I'll start it with words like that, like, things didn't turn out the way I planned, or I was a Hollywood wannabe. Like, those things are bold and catch people's attention, right? They do. They're called hooks, but they're real. They're based in truth. It's just that I chose the right words so that it gets someone's attention, so then I can finish telling my truth. This is not being inauthentic. If anybody tries to tell you that, psh, to them, what we'll do the The Ross, if anybody's not watching, I'm doing the Ross like flip off thing from Friends. Okay. So I'm basically taking a part of my story, like I said, and announcing it boldly, which is called a hook, at the beginning of the video to grab the viewer's attention. All right. So that's just an example of a way to be strategic, but also still be real. All right. So everything should be strategic. And the better and better you get at social media, or the person that you hire, the better and better the person or company you hire is, the more that it's easy to just flow the strategy in. It's not this forced thing all the time. I mean, if you really wanted to nerd out and you went to my Instagram, Brittany Crossan, and you looked at it, you would be able to pick out the strategy in every single post. Okay. You'd be able to see it if you, you know, if you're pretty familiar with all the social media stuff, because it's easy to tell when you look at it through that lens. And I want you to try to look at your own social media through that lens and see how every move you make can be strategic. Every single move. All right. And speaking of that, on strategy, sometimes, here's my next point. Sometimes the strategy is to simply make the viewer smile. And that can be strategy too. It doesn't always have to be sell, 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 buy, buy, buy. We do need to make money. I love to make money. I don't want you to make a lot of money. But sometimes the strategy for a particular post is not necessarily about money. It's about making them smile, making someone think, letting someone feel less alone. Sometimes that's what it is. And so for me, sometimes it's just to make them smile that day because you know what, honestly, in a strategic marketing-ish way, doing that even is going to help deepen my connection with that person. And so when they are ready to buy my thing, when they're ready to go to my event, Social Success, when they're ready to call Fun Love Media for help or whatever, like they trust me more because we've had those connections more and I've helped them smile. Like that has so much value, and whatever you do has so much value. Right. So remember that strategic is not a bad word. It just simply means you have a plan. And who doesn't love a plan? It's a good thing. Okay. Especially when it comes to marketing, you need to have a little bit of a plan. So everything from the hook to the lighting to the colors I'm wearing to the music to the way I move when the video starts is strategic. Okay. I hope that's helpful. excuse me. My next point. I knew why I wanted a lot of followers. And this is important. This is very important because I knew that having a lot of social media followers would directly benefit my specific goals. I've always been willing to, you know, do what it takes to do that. So again, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, you can go get my free guide, smallbizsocialsociety.com, or go to my Instagram link in bio and get that 3F guide, because that's going to help you with this. But you know, I knew why I wanted a lot of followers, right? Now, if you don't know why you want more followers, or if they're even needed to help you succeed, first of all, go get the free guide. But also, it would be quite difficult for you to persist consistently as a social media creator if you don't know. Right? Like if you're kind of just going in blind with your hand, or you're kind of like stumbling around, like that's kind of fun and cute for a little bit. Like I think a lot of people start careers as creators or business owners, entrepreneurs, like they started maybe just kind of stumbling in, and that's totally okay. But like we have to kind of get our shit together at some point and really get clear and focused on why in the hell we're doing what we're doing and what our goal is. And look, our goals can change. I mean, we're humans, like we evolve, right? So even really big goals can change, but you have to decide on something right now so that you know what the hell you're doing and why you're doing it. So I knew why I wanted a lot of followers. I knew that reaching a large amount of people was a part of my vision and my purpose in life. And I also know that it actually, when you look at it in a practical way, it supports the things that I do better to be able to reach more people, right? Because I'm working in social media, and this is something that applies to tons of people. And it also doesn't have to be location-based. I can help people that are anywhere. You know, this show can help people that are anywhere. And when you want to grow a show, when you want to, you know, finally finish writing your book, Brittany, when you want to do these things, you know, having a large audience is very helpful to help that kind of a brand thrive in the way that it can. But that's not the case for everybody. So you may not need a lot of followers. Again, go get the free guide, the 3F method, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But anytime I feel myself being lazy about creating a post, I'm able to remind myself of all of this, you know, and then I get it done. It's like, why are you doing this? Why do you want all these followers? Think about that. Think about who you're helping, and it helps me get it done. But know why you want the followers. Even if it's not a ton of followers, just know why you want some, why you're there. Really, really helpful. And I know it sounds simple, but if you'll dig deep and do that work, it will pay off. Okay. Sorry, I pulled up a video on my phone on my notes and said it interrupted me. Okay. So finally, quite possibly more important than anything that I've said in this episode is that I incorporate things I love into my content. So because I truly love to perform, and I've chosen to perform in the majority of my content, in a lot of my content, right? Then I never want to quit. Like never, ever, ever. Oh my God, I better watch out. I'm quoting Taylor Swift. She might come. I do love Taylor though. Hey, Taylor. But I never, ever, ever want to quit because I'm enjoying it so much. If you can incorporate something that you love into your content, like if you're prioritizing social media and if you're listening to the show or watching the show, you probably are, right? Then make sure and think about how you can incorporate stuff that you already love, things that are just already in you, things that are already your passions and maybe hobbies, interests, talents, skills, abilities, all this stuff. Because if you do that, then you're not going to want to quit, right? Because you're having fun doing it. You're enjoying it. And also that authenticity from you is going to shine through in your content. Like people will be able to tell. Like people can look at me being silly and having fun and dancing and all that and tell that I genuinely love it. Like I'm really feeling good whenever I'm doing that. And the fact that I can share it with others is amazing. And the fact that I've worked it into part of my content strategy, I don't know how I did that, but we did, is even more amazing. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to think about that. And it makes me want to just, excuse me, it just makes me want to create content until I'm an old lady, right? And let's do it. I want to create content until I'm an old lady. So find ways to incorporate things that you love in your content. All these things are going to help you grow. All of these things I mentioned. I really want you to, again, if you kept listening and you didn't go back to 245 and listen to part one, please do that. Please go back and listen to episode 245. But between that episode and this episode, I just wanted to give you a realistic vision of what you're going in thinking like this perspective of growth and the actual things that help. And to finish this up and wrap this up, yes, consistency and posting often. Yes, that matters. It matters. Now, does it matter in every single phase of your journey? Like once you get to a million followers or something, can you maybe approach it differently than you do whenever you have 10,000 followers? Sure, of course. And everything evolves. We always have to change and pivot and move with the times. But in general, like it does matter that you post often and it does matter that you post consistently. If you're looking for growth, it does matter. And I know that people will say it doesn't matter, but yeah, if you don't care about growing, it doesn't matter if you post, you know, every day. But if growth is a priority for you, then it's a commitment. So, but when you combine all this together and you educate yourself and you know how to be strategic, but you also know how to be real, you incorporate things that you love. You know, you find a proven formula of some sort of content that tends to help you grow every single time you share it. When you do all these things, you put it together, you get this really cool, like workflow, if you will, of your own. And it makes it honestly really simple. I mean, after all these years, it's not that hard for me to create social media content for my personal brand, for my Brittany Crossan brand or another brand like a client. But it's just not that hard to do it anymore because I understand all the pieces and understand all the goals and what we're trying to accomplish. So anyway, if you have any questions, please leave comments. I would love to hear back from you. So please leave a comment on the YouTube video. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube. Leave a comment on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. You can always reach out to the show via email, which is socialsunshinepodcast@gmail.com. You can go to socialsunshinepodcast.com. You can follow me on all the socials, Brittany Crossan, follow the show on all the socials if you have any questions, but also if you have any guest requests or topic requests, I would absolutely love to hear those from you because, you know, it matters. It matters that I'm doing my best to support your social media journey in every single possible way that I can. So thank you so much for listening and for watching, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening to today's show, y'all. For more information about the podcast, go to socialsunshinepodcast.com and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Social Sunshine Podcast YouTube channel to watch the video version of each episode. For more information about me, go to brittanycrossan.com and connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. The Social Sunshine Podcast is a Fun Love Media production. Funlovemedia.com. Bye.